Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pizza eaters, pay attention. Right now, my favorite, Hungry Howie's, is offering 51% off any large original or thin crust pizza. Those are the round ones, by the way. The classics. All the toppings or a minimalist approach of classic cup pepperoni. It's your call. Me? I want original crust with pep, extra cheese, jalapenos, and Italian herb crust. Don't forget that free flavored crust. This deal is online only, so pull up HungryHowie's.com, order a large round pizza for carryout for 51% off, and thank me later.
Hungry?
Howies!
Truck Month is back at Moran Chevrolet. Perfect time to elevate your tailgating at Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. The best game days start in a 2026 Silverado LT Crew Cab. You can lease one right now for $179 a month, 24 months. A new Silverado for $179 a month. Come on. You're not going to see prices like that anywhere else. Lease a 25 Equinox LT, $299 a month, 36 months. The entire team at Moran makes the whole process simple, fast, and stress-free. So whether you're buying, leasing, or servicing your car, everyone at Moran makes sure you are well taken care of. Find your ride fast and easy at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next one. This is more about the game. It's Chris in Grand Rapids. He says, Dan Campbell, can we say that? Guys, love the show. Love the segment from the Daily Show. Wanted to bring it here in a two-part question. One, can we say that Dan Campbell is an offensive genius like McVay, Reed, and O'Connell, to name a few? And the second point, all the coaches I listed from above call plays for their team, yet have an offensive coordinator on staff. Is it possible Morton is retained as an OC but doesn't call plays, or do you think they find someone else to have total control of the offense?
I'll answer the second question first. It's possible. I think it's often humiliating to strip play calls from someone. Then again, John Morton probably doesn't have a lot of professional options. As far as I'm not ready to make the leap into coaches who have successfully called plays in playoff games and Super Bowls and won them. I think Dan Campbell is an offensive coach. I think Dan Campbell unfairly is labeled some kind of muscle head, but he's really a very intelligent man and a very thoughtful man. I think he's very perceptive to what his team needs. I would put this back at you, Jim, and it's something I'll bring up on the show today. You wonder how much of this was your leadership council going to the coach and going, hey, we need you to get the principal glasses and the play sheet. Because Goff at the end of that game, you know, good job. Like, it just seemed to give the players juice. It seemed to give the players an energy. And I don't care if you're playing a dead team. You still have to show up. I wanted your take on it. Did you feel like there was more to this than meets the eye?
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. Like, they played fired up for Dan Campbell. And I think he knows them and knows how to play to their strengths, but they know him. And I think that's a really savvy call out there, because Goff was effusive in his praise for Dan Campbell after the game. Thought he did a great job. And by the way, this is not abnormal, to the guy's point. Like, a lot of coaches call their side of the ball. I dug into this after the game. 18 coaches, head coaches, call offensive or defensive plays.
Yep. 10 years ago, unheard of. Today, right? It's the norm. Evolve or die.
And you dig even deeper. You go, okay, well, how about the best offenses? For the top five offenses, the head coach calls the plays. Mm-hmm. And if you zoom out even more and you just say, okay, what about the teams currently in the playoffs? 10 of the 14 teams in the playoffs right now, their head coach either calls the offense in a lot of cases, or in some cases calls the defense. So this hands-on approach, it's what works. It's what works in most situations. So, yeah.
And guess what? It's what worked for this team. And now the litmus test is this week against Philly. The Lions have three showcase games the rest of the way.
Yep.
They have this game, they have the Rams game, and they have the Packers. You know, if you're serious and you want to be taken seriously, win two of three. Lose two of three, you're probably good, but not great. And if you lose all three, we'll have a different conversation. But it starts this week, and I'm fascinated, and I'm pumped up to do it.
And look, I've already done my show for Monday. You're going to do yours later today. The thing I told people is like, look, it's a tune-up game. You couldn't beat Philly last week. All you could do was tune it up.
That's
right. You didn't prove anything, but you gave yourself the best chance, because I feel better about playing Philly today than I did 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago.
And you should.
And this Campbell thing, I think, is a thing. I don't think there's any accident that he energized them, and I think that's going to be what they do going
forward.
What
it does, it and again, there's no tiny violin, so don't get carried away. I'm not like crying into a towel. The point is, you get vilified in this game because people are a bunch of lemmings, and the media is bought and paid for. You bring up things consistently that are offensive concerns, and then people will go lowest hanging fruit to be like, but bro, points. And I'm like, guys, you're outside the top 25 third down conversions. Your running game is faltering outside of the top 10. Like, you're giving up X amount of pressures. These tight formations are limiting the run game. Like, guess what? Guess what? Asshole radio guy in the afternoon wasn't wrong. Like, no, I don't get a prize. My point is, in that building, you could clearly tell with that decision being made, they were seeing the same.
And let me speak to that a little more, because what we saw was a recommitment to the ground game, 200 yards. We saw them hit throws over the middle of the field, right? They weren't targeting the middle of the field in recent weeks.
How many crossers did they run yesterday compared to the rest of the season?
Ding, 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 ding. And John brought this up on the air. It was 7 to the left side, 10 to the middle, another 7 to the right. It was a balanced spread in the middle of the field. And Mike, on top of it, they had four receivers get four or more catches. So everybody organically, without it being forced, was able to get the football with Dan Campbell running the show. And on your point about third downs, I couldn't find a reliable way to do this, so I sat with old school pen and paper. If you compare the Viking game to the game they just played, third downs, they were averaging a 3rd and 8 against the Vikings, a 3rd and 5 last week against the Commanders. It might not sound like much to people, but that's 3rd and long versus 3rd and manageable. They also just avoided third down. They picked up 23 first downs on 1st and 2nd down. Just said, forget about it. We don't even need to get to 3rd down. As opposed to Minnesota, they only had 7. So they flipped the script. It's exactly what they needed to see.
100%. Nailed it. All accounts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.